Good, take the staple out, otherwise you're just going to hate it.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
You could do some, like, ASMR thing.
Ooh, paper.
Let me talk about my life.
Hi everybody and welcome to Murder Friends True Crime 101, where three friends from three different countries talk about key true crime cases. This week we are going to talk about the staircase murder and owl theory. So it's quite an interesting case in itself, but its popularity really rocketed when the staircase documentary was released on Netflix. And so I'm going to go through the staircase murder itself and then I'm going to move on to owl theory as the second part. So Kathleen Peterson is found dead by paramedics at the bottom of the staircase of the family home in Durham, North Carolina on the 9th of December 2001. The only other person in the house that night and the person who called the police was her husband, Michael Peterson. He claimed the couple had been outside by the pool where they'd spent the night drinking wine and relaxing. Kathleen had headed in, and when Michael entered the house a little later, around 2 a.m, he found her at the bottom of the stairs, unconscious and bloody but still breathing. He called the emergency services. He claimed that she had fallen down roughly 15 to 20 steps. So the staircase in the family home kind of like went, it was like a long series of steps, and then it kind of like turned 90 degrees. And they were
almost like an L. Yeah, I have seen pictures of... Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
So Kathleen's autopsy confirmed that she died of blood loss 90 minutes to 2 hours after sustaining some injuries. And these injuries included a fracture of the thyroid neck cartilage and 7 quite deep lacerations on the top and back of her head. These lacerations were thought to be caused by blunt force trauma, yet Kathleen's skull was not fractured and she'd not suffered any brain damage. A toxicology report showed she had a blood alcohol level of 0.7%, which in the UK, Canada and the US is just under the alcohol limit for drink driving, which stands at 0.08%.
Oh, so she could have driven.
She could have driven, yeah. But at 0.07%, you are still impaired.
Yeah, okay.
You know, your self-control and caution are a little bit reduced and your judgment, reasoning and memory might be impacted. So it's like when you're just like a little bit...
You wouldn't know that you're under the limit per se. If you're that close... It probably feels like, oh, I probably,
you probably wouldn't drive. Yeah, you probably wouldn't. So foul play was, like, immediately suspected. There was a forensic pathologist, Deborah Radish, who's in the staircase documentary, and she notes that the injuries were consistent with a death by homicide. So there was a subsequent investigation and trial. And in October 2003, after one of the longest trials in North Carolina history, Michael was found guilty of murder and sentenced to life without possibility of parole. The reason he was sentenced to life without possibility of parole is because the jury believed that the attack was premeditated.
So it just...
It seems a lot of injury to a head for falling down the stairs. I know it's high up, but how many times would you have to hit your head to get 7?
I think his defence team argued that she'd hit her head and then bled a lot and then slipped in the blood and then got back up and slipped. So she hit her...
So she had got up and down a couple times.
That's a theory.
Okay.
So the investigation, trial and subsequent appeal and then the plea bargain is covered by the Netflix documentary The Staircase. The documentary team followed Peterson's legal team and Michael himself through preparing for and during the trial and produced 8 episodes that were released in 2005. 2 further episodes look at his appeal and his release from prison in 2011. Because a judge ruled that blood evidence from one of the prosecution's key witnesses was misleading to the jury.
Oh, I do remember that. They were saying that this type of blood spatter was completely indicative of somebody standing over the body and hitting it with something.
Yeah, is it Dwayne Deaver in the documentary?
Dwayne. What an idiot.
So Peterson was granted a new trial, but the last 3 episodes followed the submission of an Alford plea, which would avoid a retrial. And these episodes were released in 2018. So an Alford plea, from Wikipedia, is the criminal defendant does not admit the act, but admits that the prosecution could likely prove the charge. The court will pronounce the defendant guilty. The defendant may plead guilty, yet not admit all the facts that comprise the crime.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
We'll have to do an episode completely on that type of plea.
Yes.
I don't fully understand
it. Well, I actually just recently had this conversation, and I think there's a new law coming out here in the UK. If you plead guilty, and the Alford plea is different, but if you plead guilty in the US, you have to go through your whole crime. Like, you have to, on record, say everything that happened. Like, I think. Really? I think I'm right. I'm sure you have to reveal the details of the crime.
What's it like? Preview definitely did it.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I'm going to research this because I could be talking complete shit. But I'm sure that here in this in the UK, you don't actually have to. You could plead guilty, but you don't have to say. Because I've just watched something recently. So, like, you don't have to reveal where the body is or anything like that. Or I don't know if that's maybe you plead guilty and there's a plea deal for a reduced sentence because you've plead guilty, but the conditions of it are that you have to, like, reveal stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so when he had his Alford plea, when he submitted his Alford plea, it was accepted by the court and they gave him credit for the amount of years he'd already served.
So time served,
yeah, so I think they sentenced him to 80-something months and he'd already spent 96-something months in prison. So they were like, oh, well, you know, you've served the time anyway.
Out you go.
So he's out now. I'm assuming that would give you a criminal record, though. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah, because it's not that he was acquitted and the record was expunged. Mm. He did plead.
Submit a plea, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should do some more stuff on pleas.
Yeah. I mean, I'm absolutely talking out my butt of what I've seen on TV.
I love that. So there are four theories on how Kathleen actually died. So first, that she fell down the stairs, which is the defence's argument. The second, that Michael beat Kathleen to death in the stairway, which was the prosecution's argument.
But didn't, if I remember correctly, there wasn't the right blood splatter for that.
The whole case was weird.
Just, I really recommend watching the documentary.
Yeah, it was
because
really
that really goes into detail.
I was so confused as to whether he was, I mean, I think there's not enough evidence either way, but it's really confusing to say whether she fell and that evidence, like the blood on the wall indicates that she fell, or the blood on the floor indicates that she was beaten. Like, it was really confusing.
Yeah.
It just seems because she didn't have any brain injury. So, like, she wasn't.
So, if you did hit someone on the back of the head,
yeah, surely, so like, your skull would go in.
Surely you. Well, maybe, I don't know, would it?
It's just. Or the fact that she was getting up and slipping and falling and continually in her blood. Don't you think that means?
Well, yeah, she was a little bit pissed though.
Oh yeah,
because she was
true.
Yeah, and he also said, I think at the beginning, he took a Valium as well.
Valium or something, yeah.
But I that wasn't mentioned in the toxicology report that I could find on Wikipedia, which is obviously the best place to find research.
Obviously, yeah.
So the third theory is that an intruder assaulted Kathleen. Michael's defence attorneys argued that this could not be ruled out. The Petersons had been victims of multiple vehicle property crimes. So they had had people on the property and they were worried. And the fourth and final theory is our theory.
The one we're all here for.
That is what we're here for.
So our theory isn't really mentioned in the 13-episode documentary, but here's why some believe it to be credible.
And we're talking about the actual animal owls.
Yeah.
Like an owl, a bird.
Yeah.
An owl.
An owl. So when I first heard of our theory, I thought it was preposterous. Like an owl did it. It sounds mental.
It does.
It's really, when you're saying it, you're like, I know this sounds nuts.
Yeah. Our theory came from a lawyer who lived in Durham near the Petersons. He wasn't involved in the trial in any way, but he theorised that Kathleen Peterson was in fact attacked by an owl. His name's T. Lawrence Pollard. And you think it's preposterous, but he might actually be onto something, and here's why. I didn't know any of this.
Are you team owl theory now?
I am team owl theory, and I will tell you why.
Oh my goodness.
So, our mate T. Lawrence Pollard, he theorised an owl could have attacked Kathleen, and this owl's talons left deep gashes on the back of her head, consistent with the injuries she sustained. So two of the seven lacerations look like tridents, so they're kind of like three-pronged, with like, and then like one coming down from the bottom.
Yeah.
And how many talons does an owl have?
Hannah's making this little like thing with her fingers.
You can't see the hand motion.
We'll do a little video later and put it on the Instagram. So Millie Hirschner, who's another Durham-based attorney, he's also a proponent of our theory, notes that the expert witness who said that it was blunt force trauma could not explain how many blows to the head would have been made by this trident form. So what she's saying is that even the expert witness who said it was blunt force trauma couldn't explain the formation of these lacerations on the back of her head.
That's very interesting.
Very interesting. Gets worse. Or worse for the owls, anyway. There were also microscopic feathers and slivers of tree bark found in Kathleen's left hand, and cedar needles were found on her body. Like cedar needles from a tree.
Okay.
She also had some of her own hair in her hands. She had 38 strands of hair in one hand and 25 hairs in the other, which could be argued to be consistent with trying to disentangle an owl from your hair. Her hair was like kind of like a long bob. It kind of like just touched the tops of her shoulders. And if she had been attacked by her husband or an intruder, Would she really have her own hair in her hands?
I don't know.
Unless he was holding on to her head, like an owl, but as a person.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get him to let go of you. But then how does he make those?
Yeah. Or she's trying to, like, clutch her head for the lacerations, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like that isn't so crazy.
But imagine like getting an owl, like a full owl stuck in our hair. Like, we've all got pretty long hair.
Yeah, but
I would be terrified.
Also, though, but if you bump your head, what's the first thing you do? You touch it, don't you?
You go straight.
But do you straighten your hair out?
No, but you could. It could. I don't know. You
imagine trying to pull an owl out of your hair.
I mean, my hair does fall out really easy.
So
if you put your hand through my hair, you're gonna get a clump.
Yeah,
and I won't even feel it.
It's the summertime. It's hot. She melts. So Pollard, who's the first guy who thinks our theory happened, and believes that she was attacked outside, which would account for blood found in the walkway and near the front door.
So she never went up the stairs?
No. Well, there's blood all on the bottom.
It's the bottom, isn't it? So he doesn't even think the staircase played into it?
No, he thinks that that's just where she kind of, like, fell after being attacked by an owl. That's crazy. There's more evidence on. I can't believe this has all arrived. I can't believe this actually exists.
And I think I can see in your face that you believe it.
I believe it.
I think we need to have a moment
to the evidence.
I'm with the owl.
Hashtag an owl done it. The executive director, Kate Davis, of an organisation called Raptors of the Rockies, actually conducted an experiment using one of the organisation's owls. So the type of owl is called a barred owl, B-A-R-R-E-D, owl. And what they did was they covered a metal salad bowl in clay, and one of the owls went for it. And the owl did create deep gashes that were similar to those suffered by Kathleen.
I don't know what to think anymore.
I know, stop.
So barred owls are prevalent in the area where Kathleen and Michael Peterson lived. They can attack humans. They do have these tiny...
How many owl attacks are on record, though? Give me the facts.
Well, if I was attacked by an owl, I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah. So they can attack humans. They do have these tiny microscopic feathers, which start on their legs and go all the way down to their talons. And their talons are huge. Like, they are big. Like, they're not, like, small English owls. They're, like... big owls.
I just feel
big boy owls, chunky boys.
How many owls have you seen in your life? I think I've maybe seen two, and one of them was one of those fake owls that I thought was real. You know, they put on a tree to scare. There was, for like 10 minutes, I'm like, hey, everybody, look, there's an owl. 10 minutes later, it hadn't moved, and we realized, oh, it's plastic.
It's plastic.
I mean, you just don't see them that much. It just seems crazy.
Joe Bargman, a reporter and bird enthusiast, which I don't know if I would admit to, notes that raptors, these type of owls, will dive bomb and when they feel threatened, will target the head and can definitely cause blunt force trauma. These owls are massive.
Okay.
They are huge.
Okay, so she was outside with her husband and gets attacked by an owl and then stumbles into the house. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I don't think she was outside with her husband when it happened. I think she was, like, coming
in. Was the owl already inside?
Waiting for her.
Maybe. The door.
Maybe Peterson actually
hired
the owl.
Owls for hire.
Yeah.
I love it.
So in March 2017, David Rudolph, who is Peterson's lead defence attorney, he's in the documentary. He's the guy with, like, the curly hair and the moustache.
Yes.
The little guy.
Yeah. Gotcha.
He's got really small hands. You see that little tiny, like, chunky hands. And he filed a motion to obtain the feathers found on Kathleen's left hand. But because the trial was over, this plea had been submitted and accepted, there was no funding available to actually have them tested.
Interesting.
So we will never know if it was now. So the argument is that there is a real possibility that owl theory could be real. What are your
thoughts?
Do you think an owl done it?
It's not as far-fetched now that you lay out all the owl evidence.
I'm surprised they didn't mention... I know people laugh when you say owl theory because obviously owls. But I'm surprised that if there's that amount of evidence that they wouldn't include it in the documentary.
Well, apparently all of the evidence... David Rudolph, the defence attorney, got signed affidavits from all of these people. So he got one from the bird enthusiast, he got one from the Raptors of the Rockies woman, and from Lawrence T. Pollard, who, you know, full legal signed affidavits. But they were only submitted, or he only received them 3 days before closing in the final trial. So he was I can't submit this evidence now, it's nutso. So he didn't.
How are you labelled a bird enthusiast? And what's the difference between, like, an enthusiast and an expert?
I think expert, you actually are qualified to talk about birds. A bird enthusiast, I think you just, looking at birds.
An ornithologist.
Oh, look at you.
I knew that already.
I mean, now that you lay it out,
It's interesting. Because when I did finish the Netflix documentary, I wasn't sure either way. My conclusion was basically there's no evidence that he... There's not enough evidence that he did it, and there's not a ton of evidence that he didn't do it, but there's definitely reasonable doubt. You could never convict him reasonably, but whether he did it, like, I really don't know.
I think he is the only person that knows what happened that night.
I think he is a really unlikable guy, and this is because his first marriage... Was it
His first wife died.
It wasn't his wife. It was when they were living in Germany, him and his wife. It was like a family friend.
Oh, but she was at their house. Oh, no, it was...
No, it wasn't. It definitely wasn't his first
wife. He was having an affair.
He was with her in some capacity.
Because they adopted, like, her daughters.
Yeah. Yes. But she was found at the bottom of the stairs. And she had a brain hemorrhage, didn't she?
His first wife died... by natural causes. She had a hemorrhage. Didn't she die from something? And then he hooked up with this friend.
Yes.
Maybe I'm getting this wrong.
I don't know. Okay, we're not sure. We can't remember, but there's definitely something fishy about... There's another staircase death in his life, so that's weird.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I don't...
But that was in Germany, wasn't it?
That was in Germany. The other thing, the unlikable... It's not unlikable, but it doesn't necessarily look favorable, maybe, because it kind of shows motive, was the fact that he was having affairs... online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, left, right, and center.
Yeah, so I think...
I think, though, because they were with, like, men and women as well. And the premeditation thing that the jury said in the first trial, were like, oh, if the wife found out...
Yeah, that he was with men and
then
stuff,
he would have, like, a good motive.
That
to,
was
like,
the thing. It just showed motive. Like, it was trying to say... Maybe he's just, like, the unluckiest guy where all this stuff just looks really bad.
Especially when an owl kills your wife.
Can you imagine?
Exactly. So...
But I don't know whether anyone's ever died from an owl attack.
That would be interesting, too.
We can do an update on that.
We will do an owl update.
Owl update. Owl theory update.
So well, we know that Hannah is now team owl.
Team owl theory. I love a good conspiracy theory.
You do.
Yeah, I mean, keeps life interesting.
Yeah, live on the edge. The Beatles never existed. Did you know that? Anyway. there's actually a conspiracy theory where they believe that birds aren't real.
Okay. But what are they?
So it couldn't have been an owl, then, could it?
No. So your whole... It's out the window.
Yeah. It's conflicting.
And the bird enthusiasts are just shams.
What are they, then?
They're not looking at anything.
No.
They're looking at robots. Anyway, that was our theory and the staircase. See you next time.
Stay away from owls.
Ooh. Ooh.